Lord, help us to commence this morning with hymn 1036. Seek ye my face, the Saviour cries. My soul, where canst thou find surprise? But in the Lamb for sinners slain, who has not shed his blood in vain. 1036.
Read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an heart. My heart is smitten, withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, and to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. When the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord, he weakened my strength in the way, he shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Now please turn to the first epistle general of Peter in chapter 2. First epistle of Peter, chapter 2, reading the first 10 verses. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom come in as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Here then, we lay the reading of God's word. May bless those portions to us and help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful, gracious Lord God, again thy goodness and mercy has been extended to each and every one of us. We're found once more in thy house on the morning of thy day. But dear Lord Jesus, we plead that we may find thee to be here in our midst. We want Christ. We want Jesus. We want the altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000, to be found here in our midst this day. And not only to be found here, but also to be found in divine control, Lord, and be the master of this assembly. And pray, dear Lord, that we may be blessed abundantly, so that we not only see thee by faith, but we also hear thee with a hearing ear, the wise and understanding heart. We may hear thy voice, the voice of the Son of God, the voice, as dear Peter said, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And dear Lord Jesus, it's those words that we want to hear this day, because we are each fast hastening on to eternity, not knowing, Lord, what a day or an hour may bring forth. Lord, we know the old must die. But Lord, none of us are too young to die. Then we need thee, dear Lord, to fit and prepare us for heaven and for eternity. But Lord, our old poor Adam nature does not like the ways of God. We are enemies to the truth by nature. But we pray that there be that, maybe that new man of grace within us. That, Lord, work of thy blessed Spirit, so that we're found hungering, thirsting after righteousness, found seeking those things which are above, those things that relate to eternity, that relate to Jesus. So we pray, Jesus, come and reveal thyself to me, to us here this day. O gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear, hear my never ceasing cry, and give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, sadly, Lord, we have large catalogues of sin. But Lord, we come to thee because there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Dear Lord Jesus, thou indeed hast promised that him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. So, Lord, although we are sinners, and indeed sinners of the deepest dye, sins of youth and unregeneracy, sins of profession, oh, but we plead with thee that thou wilt cover all with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Oh, plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. Oh, how thankful we are to read in thy word that there is a fountain open for sin and uncleanness to the house of David and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then, Lord, may we be found washed and cleansed. One said there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. May that be so here in this house of God today, that sinners may lose their stain, lose their sin, lose their guilt. Oh, to know that thou, dear Lord Jesus, paid the price, has made the atonement, has washed the soul, has cleansed from all unrighteousness, and clothed us in thy finished work. Lord Jesus, do hear our prayer. Lord, we are asking for some great things. But Lord, we're not asking for things that thou are not able to give and yet to grant. Indeed, Lord, in thy word we read, and I will be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. So we come, inquiring of thee to do it for us. And indeed we would come, like the dear man that came into the temple and cried, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh Lord, do hear our prayer. May there be, Lord, then in our hearts that true godly sorrow and repentance over our sin and iniquity. May there be that godly sorrow, that broken heart, that contrite spirit. Oh, Lord, that may there be, Lord, that work of grace whereby we flee from sin as we would flee from a serpent. And may we flee unto Christ. Of the refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Ah, leave me, not alone, still support and comfort me. Ah, Lord, do hear our prayer. Ah, one says, other refuge have I none. Hangs my helpless soul on thee. Then, Lord, do bless, do appear, do make thy goodness pass before us here this day. Oh, may it be a day to be remembered. May it be, Lord, that thou wouldest draw near and clothe the word of thy truth with divine power and unction, that it may be sealed home into some poor soul's heart. Some, Lord, perhaps that have seemed to be devil-hunted and devil-dragged. Some soul that feels to be at the ends of the earth. But Lord, oh, that they may be found like thy servant Jehoshaphat. Although he said he didn't know what to do, but his eyes were up unto thee. And oh, may our eyes be up unto thee this day. And thou art indeed open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us here this day, so that thy name then is honoured and glorified. Do hear our prayers. Now, Lord, do indeed remember and bless, dear Lord, this little cause of truth, and bless them together. Oh, bind them together in love and unity and the bond of peace. Do make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Be very near to them. We pray for our friends here, the old office. Undertake for them and help them in their cares and burdens, responsibilities. And pray thou'll bless them together. And Lord, and we pray for not only each church member, we pray for each member of the congregation. And Lord, and that includes the little ones, the babies that are found in arms. We do pray, Lord, that thou would bless them. They've been born, Lord, into this world. Oh, it may be that they should be born again of the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou graciously work. Do bless then the children, Lord, and pray thou be with them in life's pathway, help them at school. Doubtless some of them are taking some exams at the present time, have been taking them, perhaps still have some exams to take. Oh, that thou be with them. Oh, Lord, may they be helped to go into those examinations, praying, Lord, help me. Lord, do teach them to pray. Do teach them to commit all into thy hand. Do teach them to cast all their cares upon thee. Do help them to look up unto Jesus. To look up unto the hills from whence cometh their help. That they may prove that their help cometh from the Lord. Or that they may be enabled to say by thy grace in days to come, the Lord helped me. Lord, do them bless. We pray for others, younger ones, Lord, going forth into life, and young married ones. We pray, Lord, that thou be with them. And do lead and guide, and do blessedly go before them in life's pathway. Find suitable employment for them. Find suitable wives, suitable husbands. And oh, that they may go together to the house of God in love and unity. We do pray that thou remember those that walk in sickness and affliction's path. Some are absent because of affliction. We pray for them. Lord, and thou, if it please thee, do restore them to health and strength. Others come, bringing their afflictions with them. Lord, and will carry those afflictions to their last. We do pray that thou wilt grant them that grace to endure, that they may be found looking up, they may be found casting all their care, oh, pleading thy name, thy word, thy promise, and our Lord, do graciously help. We ask and pray thou remember, dear Lord, those that are away at the present time, some of them are taking some holidays, seeking rest and change. Oh, that they may indeed find that rest and change, that may prove of profit and benefit to their body and soul. Oh, they sit under the sound of the truth this day, wherever that might be. We ask thy blessing upon the ministry of thy word there, and be with them and graciously help. Our Lord, there's others, Lord, we would think of and do think of and pray for. We think of our late friend, thy dear servant, dear Seth Mercer, now with thee in glory. For him, Lord, we cannot mourn, but we do lovingly commend to thee his dear widow and the children. Lord, do bless them. One Lord is to stand in thy name and preach. We pray thou especially help him and strengthen him this day. And Lord, but there are some other members in the family, Lord, that have long forsaken the house of God. Oh, may their father's death be a speaking voice to them, the Lord, that they may return, or they may hear thy voice, they may have the question asked within them, where will I spend eternity? What if it had been me that had been taken from this time state? Oh, then, dear Lord, to bless bereavement's path, we pray. And Lord, and there are doubtless others we're probably unaware of, but Lord, there are indeed others that are found, Lord, in trials, deep trials. Oh, Lord, and they need thee to appear and to make crooked things straight and rough places plain, to break down the great mountains of impossibility, to make a way where there's no way. Then, Lord, do appear. Lord, thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Dear Lord, do graciously help and do blessedly hear and answer prayer. Oh, bring peace and reconciliation where that is needed. Pray, dear Lord, that thou help. And dear Lord, we do pray also for our land and nation. Lord, what can we say? Lord, we had a general election in the past week. An election, Lord, that our Prime Minister hoped would give her a clear mandate. The result is, Lord, chaos. Dear Lord, do appear. Lord, what can we say? Lord, we have had terrible acts of violence take place of recent times, Manchester and London. Now, Lord, we have chaos in our political circles, our parliament. A Prime Minister has no clear mandate. We have an opposition leader that would give the top brick of the chimney, and yet it's got no foundation for doing so. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou help us. Oh, do appear. Oh, we need thee to arise for our help. Lord, but we hope some of us realise that it is this, that we must indeed return unto thee. Oh, that thou wouldst then graciously work, Lord, and turn men's hearts away from godlessness unto godliness. Lord, do appear. Oh, thou hast said, return unto me, and I will return unto you. Lord, there is no shadow of doubt. Thy word, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I will return unto you. But Lord, we must first return unto thee. We must first humble ourselves under thy mighty hand. We must first come, confessing our sin and our guilt. Ah, Lord, and we're each one of the nation. Lord, then do help us. Then do mercifully appear. Pray, Lord, that thou would, whilst we mourn, Lord, these things, yet, Lord, we still have much to be truly thankful for. Lord, we have had rain upon the earth of late. Oh, we thank thee for it, Lord. Oh, that it may bring forth the crops of the earth, the grain in the ground, and the fruit on the trees, the vegetables in the ground. Lord, we do thank thee for these things. Oh, we have indeed many mercies, many favours, many blessings. And Lord, and we would not let these lie forgotten in unthankfulness and yet without praises die. And Lord, we would not forget we've got the house of God. We've got an open Bible. And we desire to say amen to the Apostle Paul when he said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Then, Lord, do help us. We need thy help, Lord. We're only a poor man. We come, Lord, casting all our cares upon thee. Lord, we desire to commit this service into thy hand. We pray, dear Lord, that thou fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And do come and do open one's mouth. Do touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. Lord, as we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 1091. How welcome to the soul oppressed, in sorrow's veil by raging thirst, scorched by the sun's meridian beam, is the sweet well of Bethlehem. 1091.
Thank you.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord. For all needed help, I ask Your very prayerful attention to Psalm 102. And I read verse 16, 17 and 18. Psalm 102, verse 16 and the two following. When the Lord shall build up Zion, He shall appear in His glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, that the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Psalm 102, verse 16. When the Lord shall build up Zion, He shall appear in His glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. This psalm, in good part of it, the dear psalmist is overwhelmed with his trouble. And it may be there's one or more here this morning that is overwhelmed with your troubles. But there really is no trouble like unto soul trouble. And that is indeed very overwhelming. It brings us down, it brings us low. But we notice here that whilst he is overwhelmed with his troubles, he says to us here in the 12th verse, "But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance to all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion." He was very confident of this, that the Lord would arise and have mercy upon Zion. Yeah, the time of love shall come, when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. The Lord would indeed build up Zion. Why, there is a number of psalms, but I just refer here to Psalm 87. And here the dear psalmist, why, over the top of the psalm here in my Bible, it says, the citizenship of Zion. His foundation is the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Yes, and Zion, it shall be said, this and that man were born in her. Well, here in this text, it says to us, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion. Generally speaking, we think of, when we think of a building, we think of bricks and stone and so on. But truthfully, why, the Church of God, Zion, is not indeed built up of bricks, yet yet a literal stone, but it's built up of poor, fallen mankind. And when the Lord shall build up Zion, which is why I read those few verses there in Peter's epistle, and mainly for this verse here, 1 Peter, 1 Epistle of Peter, chapter 2, and it reads here in the 5th verse, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up sacrifice, spiritual sacrifice, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up." Why today we build with bricks? And bricks today are generally very much the same. Some are harder, some are softer, but they are all of very regular shape. But the stones here, ye also as lively stones, they're not the regular shape. They're not a regular shape. But they indeed have to be prepared. Yes. There's the stonemason, naturally, he has to shape those stones up, yes, to fit into that wall. But we're not speaking of a natural stonemason. We're speaking of the dear Lord of life and glory that will take those stones and fit them and prepare them to be found built here, as Peter says, a spiritual house. Yes, dear Psalm, as this just comes to mind, what you read here in Isaiah chapter 51. It says to us here, "Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, the hole of the pit whence ye are digged." Yes, the rock whence ye are hewn, taken out of the quarry of nature. And, you know, and there's this thought as well comes to mind. When dear Solomon was building the temple, why, everything was prepared without. It's prepared. Put it like this, it was prepared off-site. The site of the temple, but everything was prepared off the site of the temple. So that when those stones had been shaped, they were ready to be laid on the wall of the temple. Yes, dear soul. And if you and I are found as one of these lively stones built up on this in this spiritual house, we shall be fitted and prepared for heaven and for glory this side of the grave. There'll be nothing to be done when you and I come to our end. We shall have either been fitted and prepared to be laid here in this spiritual house, or we shall be cast out we should be rejected. What a solemn, solemn thought, to be rejected. You probably all seen builders building walls, houses, whatever it might be. And yes, sometimes, you know, there's a brick or a piece of stone, and it, you know, for some reason or other, that brick has got twisted in the kiln. Yes. And what does the bricklayer do with it? He tosses it to one side. It's no good. Solemn thought, isn't it? Are you and I? Will we be tossed to one side as no good, as not fit, as not prepared for eternity? Oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. It is all of grace. In Christ's obedience clothe and wash me in his blood. So shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. See again, why these stones then, they've got to be prepared. Sometimes they've got some nasty corners on them. And the stonemason will get his hammer, his chisel. And very skillfully he will remove those lumps and bumps and pimples. Which leads me to this thought that you read here in Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. What does he say to us here? There are no chastening for the present seem to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceful fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Yes, these things that are not right, with these bits here that don't fit into the building. These things have got to be removed. Yes, oh, you know, and I speak for oneself, but, you know, this stone, it's got a nasty lump on the corner. And it's called pride. It's got to come off. And no chasing for this present. Yes, why? If those stones, literally, the literal stones, if they could speak, when the mason gets hold of the hammer and chisel to knock off that corner of pride, oh, the stone would scream out. Yes. But yes, dear soul. But if by God's grace you and I are found under the hand of that blessed mason, at removing those things that are inconsistent with his heavenly mind and will. Oh, yes, and to be found lying submissive in his hand. So, yes, these stones, ye also as lively stones are built up. There's perhaps much could be said about these stones being made fit and prepared to be laid in this war, when the Lord shall build up Zion. Yes, why, he does build up Zion. Why, you say again, what did the Lord say to us here by his servant Isaiah in the 28th chapter? Why, he says this to us. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. You see, it's laid. Christ is that foundation stone, and sinners are found and built up in and upon it. Blessed be his glorious name. Oh, to be found laid on that foundation stone. Yes. Yes, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean upon his dear name. When the Lord shall build up Zion, yes, he will build up Zion. Why, I want to look at this. He shall appear in his glory. First of all, there's this. There's the blessed Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. The God-man. The one that laid by his glory and came to this earth and suffered, bled, and died in the sinner's place, Rome, instead. He shall appear in his glory. Why, what did the Lord say, first of all, to dear Joseph? Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thine espoused wife. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Yes. He shall appear in his glory. Yes. The glory of Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Why, again, what does the Lord say to us here in Isaiah 9, unto us a child is born, a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it, with judgment, with justice, from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of the hosts will perform this. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. His glory. Yes, that blessed babe, what is it the hymn writer says, who held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him? Appear in his glory. But again, he shall appear in his glory. See, they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, how thankful some of us are for that. I hope and pray that everyone found in this chapel this morning will be thankful for it, if not now, ere they close their eyes in death. Yes, when he build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. is A, his glory. Ah, the glory of the only begotten Son of God. Boy, you know, there's two occasions, wasn't there, when a voice was heard from heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And the second time that was said, it was, these words were added, hear ye him. The first time was when the dear Lord of Jesus was baptized by John in the river of Jordan. He shall appear in his glory. Oh, what a blessed vision John had. Here John has, holds in his arms, that submerges the Lord Jesus Christ beneath the waves of Jordan's flood, baptizes him. And what do we read? And he saw, see, there was the blessed Trinity of persons, was it not? And that's why we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. John held the Son in his arms, submerged him beneath Jordan's swelling flood. There was a voice from heaven of the mighty God, the Father. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And he saw the Spirit of God descending on him, on Christ, like a dove. Oh, yes, you remember about the dove in the book of Genesis, when dear Noah, yes, after being on the ark for all that time, he let forth a dove. And the second time he let forth a dove, it returned with an olive leaf in its beak. Ah, peace. The peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding. He who said later in his ministry here on earth, peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. He shall appear in his glory. He shall appear in his glory. Glory of the only begotten Son of God. Yes, dear soul. He appeared here in his glory just prior to his sufferings and death. When he spoke those words to the disciples there, believe in Gethsemane's garden, peace I leave with you. Oh, what glory. What glory. Yes, peace by his cross, as Jesus made the church's everlasting head. But there was this, he shall appear in his glory. Yes, dear soul, and he was later arrested, was he not? He was arrested by the scribes and Pharisees, and he was taken into the judgment hall, but not before he had cried, he had groaned, he had sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling to the ground. He shall appear in his glory. The Saviour of sinners. with his mouth in the dust. I shall appear in his glory with his mouth in the dust. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Sorry, that was wrong, wasn't it? That was on the cross in Gethsemane's garden. It was, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Yes, he shall appear in his glory. Oh, yes, yes, all. He was cruelly treated in the judgment hall. There was the shame, the spitting, smiting on his face. There was the mocking, there was a crown of thorns. There was mock worship. Then there was being led forth to Calvary, where they crucified him. He shall appear in his glory. Yes, then came that cry which I mentioned by mistake a moment ago. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? But then, dear soul, there came this blessed cry. It is finished. He shall appear in his glory. Salvation's work was done. Salvation's work was done. The blessed Saviour, the glorious Redeemer, had indeed offered up himself as a sacrifice acceptable to God. This is my beloved Son. This is him. The one that appears in his glory. But again, what is it you read here in Isaiah 63? Yes, he died on Calvary's cross. But dear soul, that wasn't the end. That wasn't the end, dear soul. He rose again, triumphant. Over death, hell, sin and the grave. The grave couldn't hold him. I think the hymn writer says, death couldn't celebrate him. No, dear soul, he comes here. He rose. He died for our offences. When I say that, I hope that it'll prove to be so with each and every one here in this chapel this morning. For I, personally, I cannot bear that thought. If one soul in this chapel this morning should not be found at last around his throne in glory, because it doesn't bear thinking about. To be lost throughout a never-ending eternity doesn't bear thinking about. But he died for our faith, but he rose again for our justification. Yes. He rose again. He rose triumphant over death, hell, sin, and the grave. Blessed be his name. Oh, he has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. But hear what Isaiah say. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, travelling the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Yes, Yes, oh, Jesus is a mighty Saviour. Helpless souls, if e'er a friend is born, their misbehaviour and his mercy knows no end. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Let's go just another step further. Why, he shall appear in his glory. Where does he appear now, dear soul? The exercised child of God, those that know anything of him and anything about him, those that have had their prayers heard and answered in time past, they will say, he's in heaven. Yes, dear soul, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. What for? To make intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. He shall appear in his glory. His work of salvation, his work of redemption, his work of atonement is done, it's finished. But there's all, his blessed work of intercession still goes on. He makes intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. And furthermore, dear soul, yes, as the dear Apostle Paul writes to us here in Romans chapter 8, what did he tell us here? Why, likewise also the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Yes, here's how he teaches us how to pray. Yes, those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, 'tis Jesus inspires and bids us still seek. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Why, there in Isaiah then 63, why, it tells us, who is this? Glorious in his apparel, travelling the greatness of his strength. Yes, here's how the captain of the army goes into battle. But as this captain, the captain of our salvation, comes forth, as the word of God tells us here, why, it tells us, wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat? Aye, his garments are besmeared in blood and dirt. Doing battle with the enemy of our souls. What did the Lord say there in Genesis chapter 3:15? To Satan, and thou shalt, and he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Oh, but how he fought, but his soul, he conquered. And he conquered death, hell, sin, and the grave. Who for? For sinners. Why? Because he loved them with an everlasting love, and loving kindness would draw them. And so he comes here triumphant from the grave. And this thought just comes to mind when, after his resurrection, he comes here, doesn't he? The Bible tells us, these Gospels tell us that, there was John. No, not John. There was Thomas, wasn't there? He wasn't with the others when the Lord first appeared, for whatever reason. But they said, "We have seen the Lord. We have seen the Lord. He shall appear in his glory." Thomas says, "Except I say, and put my finger in the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." 8 days pass by. Again the Lord comes, and this time Thomas is there. "Come here, Thomas. I've got something to show you. I've got something to tell you. Now reach forth thy finger and put thy finger in the print of the nails and thrust thy hand into my side and be not faithless but believing. My Lord and my God, he shall appear in his glory." See him by faith, this all. What did he say, the dear Lord? Yes, Thomas, you've seen and you've believed, but blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, that we might come in there. That we might come in there. Shall appear in his glory. Those wounded hands, that riven side. Yes. He shall appear in his glory. Yes. You know, the men of the wars, and I'm not belittling the battles that they went through and what they endured, but they were given medals, weren't they, for their bravery, for this our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He wears the crown. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the altogether lovely. He is the chiefest among 10,000. He is whom my soul loveth. He shall appear. He does appear, dear soul. And he says, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Furthermore, dear soul, when here on earth he invited the likes of you and I to come, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls." When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. I don't wonder that good John Newton said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I say." Yes, Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. He to save my soul from danger interposed his precious blood. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Well, we got through this first verse here, the text. And we don't seem to have got into any great depth on it, but oh, that it may kindle in your heart and mine a desire to know this blessed Lord and Saviour in his glory, saving your poor, never dying soul and mine. Now, I shall have to leave it for this morning. And may the Lord help us and be with us here this evening now and help us to continue with the text. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £745, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field is expected to preach again tomorrow evening, and Mr. Wheatley next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 183. By covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, yea, for them my life did resign. The curse of the law I sustained, did them from all cursing set free. Then when by stern justice arraigned, the sinner should look unto me. Hymn 183.
Dear Lord, we do pray thy blessing. We do pray thou bless the Sunday school here this afternoon. And do remember thy people everywhere. Lord, do graciously come and abide with us here this evening hour and bless thy word to us. And now may the grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.